This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, guess what? We finally isolated.
What do we have?
Yeah!
Not to be confused with
Alfonso
Schofield Jr.
And your father.
That's a tape from the reviewer.
Right on.
Nancy Stoner leads the Clean Water Project.
What? Nancy, what's the biggest environmental hazard that beachgoers face this summer?
The biggest hazard is human and animal waste in the waters. It gets washed in after a heavy rainfall, and it can make people sick.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Is everybody happy?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Very nice, that risotto. Thank you.
Risotto. Now, that's more like it. That's
I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Guess how big it is? It's the size of a stick of butter.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. Well, hi there, Belcher.
Joe in Red Bank, New Jersey.
Hi, Alan. I don't understand why people are so upset over... But you're actually portraying this propaganda piece as invasion of our privacies. I have no problem with the government invading the privacies of what they're saying or foreign nationals, and that's what this privacy.
Well, wait a minute. First of all, you trust them to determine who they can invade? You trust the government to decide who the good little boys are and who the bad little boys and girls are, right?
Well, they're not.
You want to give them that power.
Can I answer now?
Let's find out.
I read the bill.
Well, they have the ability, if the target, they claim the target has got to be somebody overseas, I don't trust the government to do the right thing.
See, that's where you have to reach a point where you either trust them or you don't.
Correct.
In this day and age.
What do you mean this day and age? Why should I trust them anymore? Why should I trust the people who lied us into Iraq? Why should I trust the people that have not been honest with the American people?
Right.
Why should I roll over and trust this government?
Do you want to borrow some of Mike O'Mara's Paxil? Are you okay?
No. Who's Paxil?
Mike O'Mara.
Who's that?
He's on the Don and Mike Show.
Whoopee! Wow.
Jesus. You know what? I'm glad the show's over soon because I can't take it anymore. I can't take it. In fact, I'm going to have to go to break now and hose down the studio.
Hello! Well, that's a good one.
Boy.
Hello!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
A bunch of bozos. Take a look.
Peter North. Oh, my God. Oh. I think he like 10 to 12 times at one point.
Right.
My boobies are just heavy as hell.
Guess how big it is. It's the size of a stick of butter.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
It's about right.
Here's one that says, Regis teaches anatomy.
A-Rod, here's your ball. A-Rod, here's your ball.
He had him on the show recently.
Rod, stop that. It's silly.
That's silly.
Very silly indeed.
What not?
Right.
Everybody can suck it.
I know.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
Oh, check that out now.
Is this another yeast infection?
It's glorious.
What glorious goo.
Know what it looks like.
Looks like baby vomit.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Oh, loved it. Mark Trout and I both been doing lines all day.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Yeah! Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Oh, hi, Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
Mexico.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Hi.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, little brains. Don and Mike showing it's a Tuesday. And the phone number same as it was yesterday, 877-365-3636.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy ain't happy.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Or is he?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
This is always the most interesting part of the show.
You're on the blower.
Is it us? Is it him? Or is it the machine?
I think he responded to it.
Hello.
Are you there, sir?
Yes, I'm trying to get on the air.
You are?
Yeah.
You're doing a very bad job of it.
I'm doing a very bad job of it?
Yes, getting on the air.
What can we do for ye?
What's that?
Quack, quack, not.
First call of the day.
What can we do for ye?
I think I have some important things to talk about.
Oh, really?
Quack, not, quack, not.
Sure. Like what?
I think we'll be the judges of that.
Go.
Go.
I'll talk about whatever you want to talk about.
I thought you said you had specific important things you wanted to say. That's what it sounded like to me.
I'll talk about whatever issue is...
No. You said you have important things to talk about.
You had the stuff. Go.
Okay. Well, a lot... I don't know. It's
first thought.
Right.
Bye!
Oh, what a shame. I thought that call had so much promise. He was getting somewhere.
While we're waiting for whatever happens next, hey, Rob, be a love and go to my car, please, and get out your gift.
Oh, boy, it's arrived. Here?
I noticed...
yeah, all right. Pardon me if I'm not going to get as giddy as you about this, okay?
He's clapping Jesus. Hi there, Don and Mike show.
I'm naked.
So are we.
What is the line in that Kevin Spacey movie where he gets shot by the gay guy at the end of the movie, and he's talking about his father's Nazi memorabilia? It's the one with the peanut butter cup lady.
American Beauty. Yeah.
American Beauty.
Right, Mr. Smarty Pants.
And he sits there and he says, yeah, there's a whole subculture of people that collect this ass.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
I bring that to your attention for only this reason. In the stack of all the crap that they collect for the show,
yes,
Rob found this from FoxNews.com.
Uh-oh.
Hitler's music collection turns up in dead Russian soldier's attic.
See, the Russians got to him first. There's the proof. Well, I think we all know that. Well, the Russians got him first.
Rob has highlighted the most astonishing fact about the records, Hitler's best of collections, is the presence of Jewish performers.
Well, of course. Well, the best musicians in Germany were Jewish.
Right. So you got your gift?
He's finding his own music. He's actually finding his own music to receive his own gift.
That's just sad.
That's an excited young man. I want to be the only one maybe on this show to say this is disturbing. This is highly disturbing. Now that it's in your hand and you're about to present it to him, this
it's
is
been
highly
in my
disturbing.
Car for 2 weeks.
This is well, perhaps it should have been buried in your backyard.
Well, found it. My gal found it at an antique shop somewhere on the Eastern Shore of Maryland.
Wow!
But then again. Like everyone.
So not for me.
There's a little curiosity.
Anyway.
I'm guessing, was it in the suburb of Ocean City known as Berlin?
It was, really.
Was it really?
There is, ladies and gentlemen, there is a Berlin, Maryland.
Uh-huh. My father is very excited to see this as well.
Happy,
he spoke from us.
Happy birthday or whatever it was for.
It's for my birthday.
Unwrap it carefully.
Isn't this exciting?
Now, just calm your ass down. Seriously.
Heavy. You want to feel how heavy it is?
I do, actually. Yeah.
Feel it through the bag, Mike.
I can see part of its golden handle.
It's heavy.
How about that?
Heavy, Mr. Gurley, man.
I love seeing the boy happy on his birthday, even though his birthday was months ago.
Wow. Look at that.
Look at that.
It is shiny.
That is, good Lord.
What makes a Nazi? Sure. How does he get that way?
Don, how about a song? In CD 2.
CD number 2?
Oh, Jesus Christ. My God.
Robbie, describe the gift that Janet picked out for you at the antique shop.
It is a sheathed dagger. The handle is gold and I guess like a black, like an ebony looking thing. It has a swastika.
I got a theory I'm going to send out here in a second about this thing as I look at it.
And it's got an eagle on the tip of it.
But there's your Aryan brother John who's coming to the studio to check out the wares.
And it's got something written on it.
What does it say?
Drop in any mailbox. No. It says,
to a great friend.
Ul Ibayet Adelt. I don't know what that means. And it's beautiful. You'll oh, and it has it has clips. I could wear it on my belt.
Uh-huh.
And maybe I will.
Let me inspect it after we get the picture.
Is it
taken.
Sharp?
Yes, it's very pointy.
Slices meat so thin, your relatives will never come back.
I know what you're going to say, Mike. It's probably the same thing that I said when I saw it.
What's that?
Not an actual knife from, like, back in Rob's good old days.
Which raises a very, very disturbing idea that perhaps this thing was manufactured recently.
I found a clue that will help lead to the discussion.
Was it made in Japan?
Made in China.
Ah, you're kidding me. You're
really?
Kidding me.
Says it right there.
You're not kidding.
You got to get a close-up, have John take a picture of made in China.
God.
Rob's Nazi knife was made in China.
By the Nazi Chinese.
Has a swastika on it.
I hate Chinese Nazis.
Made Can I take a look?
In China.
Yeah. Hold on, we have to get the made in China.
Get the made in China.
I thought it was the Japanese that helped them out.
Yeah. Yeah, China. Where did China fit in World War II? They weren't buddies with them.
They were neutral, like Switzerland.
Yeah, right.
Except they don't have good candy like Switzerland.
They hated the Japanese.
They have good food, though. Chinese food is great food.
It's very fattening, though.
Some would say that's American food, just with a Chinese name on it, because it's really not. Now, see, this thing is, somebody made this
recently. Yeah.
They made this in China recently. I don't think you could manufacture this, you know, in the United States.
I believe
a licensed business.
It was probably an iron worker like the Paul Tuttle of China.
Uh-huh.
You know,
it's well made.
It is definitely well made,
and it's sharp as balls.
I am Most Honorable Paul Senior. Today we make Nazi knives here on American Ginsu.
This is what Cliff Clavin was talking about: manufacturing jobs going to China, right here.
There it is.
There it is.
That's disturbing.
Have you heard about
that? That's disturbing. They're making them new. They're making them new. Like, yeah. There's people want that.
Happy birthday, Rob.
Thank you. This is terrific. Have you heard about the German Chinese restaurant?
No.
2 hours later, you're hungry again for power.
You know, we were really pleased the way Rob responded to his dagger, which is a nice detail. Yeah, sorry. I'm Song Young Tuttle. Tuttle. Yes, Rob will display that. Oh, God.
Someone
wants to. Oh, it's my girlfriend. I don't know what she wants. Just tell her not today. Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I'm not a microwave. I'm a conventional oven.
That's the guy in the pet store. It sounds almost exactly like him.
Gotcha.
That was the. That's when I bought Rex.
But is she calling just to gab about the gift?
Oh, okay, yeah.
She's probably commenting on the
background and quality of the gift.
Probably. Sure, she's giving some of the background about like the store and you know.
Now, see if they're manufacturing. If he's got that new in an antique store, I would explore that store and see if there's like a trap door, a hidden door where you can go behind, you know.
Of course,
and it's
there is.
You know, all these movies are coming, like Pulp Fiction, The Gimp, you know, that he goes downstairs.
When I think of a door, I always think of Malkovich. Malkovich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Malkovich. I'm Malkovich.
Being John Malkovich. Being John
Malkovich.
And is it Malkovich or Malkovich?
It's Malkovich. Haven't we had that discussion?
We have, but I forgot what the result was.
And I might be dead ass wrong.
Thought it was Itch.
What?
Janet just wanted to say that there is an actual authentic knife at the shop, too, but it was much more costly. It was right next to the armband.
Oh, God. That's disturbing.
That is. I wouldn't want that.
How did... I guess she's not on the phone, but how the hell did she... Did she feel weird about buying it at all? It was a little, I mean, you know, a grown woman walking in and buying a Nazi.
She have blue eyes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, of course.
Well, then it's fine.
Oh, God.
No, I remember she called me. She was at the antique shop with her mom,
mm-hmm.
and she said, and it was a weird call. She said, hey, I'm in this shop, and they've got some Nazi stuff. Should I buy anything for Rob? And I asked her what they had, and she mentioned the armband, and I said, no. And then she said, well, there's an original knife. Well, how much is that? Like $700.
Yeah,
whoa.
Much too expensive. Whoa.
I said, well, she said, but there's a really nice one right next to it.
It is very nice. What I like about it is the eagle handle.
Yeah, that's kind of like the same. That's another one of them symbols they used.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
America uses it, too.
I can't wait.
Horrible, horrible people.
The weather gets warm enough, cold enough so that your legs need to be warm and you wear pants. And with your long pants, you can strap that thing to your side.
Absolutely. And then, like if you wanted to have an orange during the show, and you'd say, gosh, I can't seem to get the peel started, and I'll just pull it out.
That could do some damage.
Absolutely.
That is a legitimate dagger.
Mm-hmm. It is. Daggers.
You going to wrap it up again?
No, I think I'll play with it.
Yeah, he's going to play with it.
Play with his toy.
You know what I can use this for?
What?
Cut up my Coke.
Hi, the blade is sharp enough.
It is.
Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Is it hot enough for you?
Shut up! Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there. What's up?
I have a question for Buzz Burbank.
Let me see what I can do. Go ahead, sir.
What the hell is a secular progressive?
A secular progressive, it's a term I think Bill O'Reilly made up. It means somebody who I think tends to be politically liberal. And not terribly religious.
Yes,
that would be you, then.
It's a made-up word. By a well-known hump who likes to divide people.
But it sounds like Buzz, though.
And, of course, when he was on this station, I would listen to him, and he would call them the SPs.
Right.
You know, it wasn't good enough to come up with your own word. You know, the secular progressives, which I call them. He'd use the SPs,
mm-hmm.
the SPs, just to make it, you know, who's looking out for you? Good riddance.
You're my BFF. Hello, Don and Mike show. Do you remember that one? What's BFF? Best friend forever.
Oh, is it best friend forever?
BFF.
I always think that, you know, for
you
some
reason. Butt effing?
Yes,
Me
I always
too.
Think it's butt.
Me too.
BFF. It's like I want to laugh and think butt jokes.
It should be BFB. That would be a butt effing buddy.
Right? Or a BB.
Yeah.
A butt buddy.
Butt buddy.
Hello. Or that product, the bottom buddy.
The bottom buddy used for men of larger carriage, obese men 400 pounds and over.
Did you ever? I reach around with the bottom buddy to get out the hard places. I wanted to watch Drew Carey, but I was stuck on the commode.
Drew Carey is quite rapidly approaching that territory.
Sure
that.
Is. You know how it starts. It starts with not really having suits that fit properly. I can relate.
Did you ever get off at a game show that you just walked into right off the street?
Power of 10 and the Price is Right, and all Drew's doing is eating.
Hi there, not a Mike show.
You know, once we got to know Adolf and we went go-kart racing, we realized he wasn't all that bad. After all the allegations, we realized he wasn't all that bad, and that the people that he killed, we still realized we made a good bargain.
Oh, dear. Now we're making Nazi American Chopper.
I was watching an American Chopper last night. One of the reruns where they make a bike for a fantasy bike for a fan. Uh-huh. And again, well, I would have had the guts to say this when we had Paul Jr. on the show, but it was one day that he had fought with his dad and came in the next day and he was hungover and he was doing, he was welding some strut to some back piece of the fender, right. And he did a really half-assed job on it. And he said, oh, it's just a fantasy bike. That's good enough.
Yeah, they say that all the time.
And he walked away, and then they go to that other guy, Vince, who says, you know, I really hate it when Paulie walks away. And really, that's a sloppy job, so I got to go back and clean it up.
Yeah, and the thing, was it Jesse James that said to us, I'll never forget this, because we were right in the middle of thinking he was the Tuttles.
Right.
Because we were such idiots out there at that live broadcast.
How could we possibly?
God, we were morons.
We thought he was three guys. Hey, that's the Tuttles.
Jesse. We started, you know, hey, I think one of us said something like, I really love the way you get along with your dad.
Yep.
And he said, that's another show, and then he got all pissed off. But in the meantime, his comment to us was, I make bikes you can ride.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I've never forgotten that. And you watch that. And the other thing, did you see the episode of American Chopper where they're filming their television commercial?
Yes.
And they've got their best bikes, their absolute best fantasy bike. And it falls apart. The screws come loose. They're looking for a screw, like a bolt.
But you know what's great? They leave it in the show, though.
They leave it in the show. They leave it on the, I think a lot of times those bikes are for Paul Sr. to get on the back of that bike with his big mustache, run it up a ramp, get the big round of applause, and then put it somewhere where nobody's going to ride it.
Right. Yeah, don't you get the feeling that when they take them out on test drives, if they can get it around the block,
right.
They go, great, ship it.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're finicky. You know, they're very finicky little things, you know. And, I mean, some of the bikes that you look, just on the groin alone, I don't know how they can sit on those things.
Hi there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Just wanted to let Rob know, a couple weeks ago, I was at the gun show in the Dallas Expo Center.
Oh, here it comes. I bet you found a lot of stuff there, didn't you?
Ton.
There you go.
Say the S word. You can't say it's a pig and S.
What type of individual frequents the Nazi booth at the gun show?
Oh, Mike, I hate to be the one, once again, standing up for the sponsors.
Yes.
I believe that particular event was sponsored on our station, and I think the commercial might even have been read by Rob.
Really? Oh, yeah. For the gun show.
Yeah, I love guns.
Right.
I have a lot of them.
You own lots of firearms, mostly handguns.
Well, what I do is I license them to my wife. I'm not allowed to have
guns. Oh, so he's like Liddy. Yeah.
So it's not traced to you.
No. It was dozens of
he has grenades.
It was a funny ad. Get in the car, turn on 106.7, and I hear, there's a big gun show this weekend. Hey, if you like guns, show up.
Yeah, it was right before the commercial for Good Guys.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to run your image of Paul Tuttle, his new wife. Guess where she's from?
Oh, dear, where?
She's from actually near Sacramento. She's from Lodi.
Oh, my.
Lodi.
Way to ruin it for us.
Lodi. Hey, Lodi ain't as bad as Chico.
Yeah, a good friend of mine is her ex-daughter-in-law. So she's from Lodi near Sacramento.
And Chico Paul's ain't there. As bad as Modesto. You know, I love it when I talk about the Sacramento suburban area.
Like you know.
When I have no idea what I'm talking
about. Like you
know. Yeah, Lodi's better than Chico. Chico's better than Modesto,
based on calls.
And Modesto's better than Folsom.
Right. What?
I'm in Modesto right now.
Well, I never could have told by the way you were talking when I was talking.
Goodbye now.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
And all of them are better than Stockton.
You know, someday you got to get a map and really see where these cities are. In relation to, oh, it's not in your Sacramento magazine, Mike.
He can look, though.
It's not in your Sacramento magazine. I
promise
you that.
The trash from yesterday's show.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi. This is Bo calling from Sacramento. I got to know if Don and Mike are going to make an appearance to the State Fair this year.
Yes, we are. We are going to.
Why break with tradition?
When is the State Fair this year?
It's August 24th, I think. Isn't it August 24th?
Yeah, it's the last 2 weeks of August here.
Yeah, right. I was right.
You were right.
Well, you knew. You just knew.
Yeah, right? We're going to be at the big Nazi booth, at the big KHTK Nazi booth.
Yeah, very, very fun.
Big Nazi booth?
Yeah. Sponsored by KHTK.
We're going to be dressing Mike Ramey up as Colonel Klink.
I'm going to be there, too.
All right.
Good for you.
Oh, who am I talking to?
This is Joe.
Joe.
How you doing? I'm just sitting here eating my boogers, playing my marble video game.
I wanted to so badly to say the S word, but I didn't.
I did too, man.
Damn.
You got that, huh?
Right, dude.
Hey, why don't you and I meet down at Rayleigh's?
What's that?
Want to meet down at Rayleigh's?
Are you reading from your magazine?
I'm going to use it as a resource book.
Rayleigh's?
Yeah, Rayleigh's.
What about Rayleigh's?
You want to meet there?
Yeah.
Or do you want to meet at the Nugget Markets?
Would you stop reading from the magazine?
Nugget Market? I've never even been to the Nugget Market.
Okay, that's in Roseville. It's probably far away.
I do Whole Foods.
Why don't we just meet you at the KHTK Nazi booth at the State Fair?
That's perfect.
All right.
You sure you don't want to meet at the Park Ultra Lounge?
Well, you know. Don't go to that place either.
Don't forget to check out our erotic film, Schindler's Fist. We'll all be there.
That's right.
I like the hole in the wall bars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you do this in real life or just on the radio?
No, I do this in real life.
Like if you're standing with a group of people, you do that. Are you one of those trailer laughers? And by that, I don't mean that you live in a trailer, although I bet.
Just a bunch of white trash.
Probably do.
What not?
But I mean, you're the guy that's like.
No, I don't live in a trailer. I'm driving around for work right now.
No, you're the guy that ends most sentences by going, huh.
I found the section, Don, of famous Sacramentans.
Yes?
No, you
it's not good.
Don't you?
What was that, sir?
Oh, my.
Oh, dear. Look at the time.
Hate to cut this short. Ooh. Hate to cut this short.
What a shame.
Valuable caller.
You like the Sacramento magazine.
You know what they do on retarded shows?
What?
Stay on the line. We'll come back to you.
You make some interesting points. Hold on the line, and we'll come back to you after the commercial
break.
We'll
continue this discussion about being a mongoloid when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.